concept of Samech Bechelko and the concept of Ruach Hashchina. Acha Sha'alti, Eretz Yisrael, Chayei Olam Haba, and Tuf, it's Torah, right? These are the Gimel Matanos Tovos, Shekash Baruch Hu Natam Le'Yisrael, V'kulan L'Noskan El Yedei Yisurim. If the person has the right perspective of Yir Aschet and of Anava, then he realizes that he's surrounded by Ruach Hashchina, V'ziv Kvoda, Chayei Olam Haba. Okay, let's continue. V'yata b'ni da'a Da Ure'e. Ata b'ni Da Ure'e. Very fascinating. He began the Yeres Shma b'ni Musar Avicha with the Koach of Shmia. Now he's moving over to the Koach of Re'ia. Right? You have in the Gemara, it starts off with Toshma, and in the Zohar it's always Tochazeg. So we're moving over to a different plane. Ata b'ni Da Ure'e. Ki amisga'e b'libo al habrios. Someone who's a Baal Gaiva. Morid hu b'malchus shamayim. Namely, we always view Gaiva as an avera ben adam l'chavera, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us all equally, and I view myself as being more important, superior to him. That's an avera ben adam l'chavera. The Ramban says, no. Hamizgoya b'libo l'avriyos morid hu b'malchus shamayim. This is an avera ben adam l'makom. This is me'ila. Me'ila means that you take something that belongs to Hekdesh and you use it. Ga'ava belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ga'ava, namely, that when one has something internally that one has the right to be proud of, that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mispa'erhu bilavush malchus shamayim. Hashem malach ge'us lavesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ga'iva shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you take the ga'iva for yourself, you're being moel in the hektesh. And that A. So A, it's me'ila, it's gzela. But B, it's foolishness. What would a person in the world have anything to be a Baal Gaiva about? Normally, that which people are Baal Gaiva about are wealth and kavod and knowledge. Those are the three areas that people tend to be Baal Gaiva about. But we know, im ba'osher Hashem orishu ma'ashir. The world turns. People on top, then go to the bottom. People on the bottom move up to the top. Im ba'kavod ha'le'lokimu, shenemar ha'osher ba'chavod. Again, we're back to the world of Meila in the world of Kavod. We all know the tragedies of an individual who Bemet has so much to give in a certain point of life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for his own reasons, decides that this person has done his tafkid, and so simply Meisir Safa La Ne'emanim does not allow this individual to communicate. If he's able to communicate, it appears to us to be gibberish. We call such an individual shivrei luchos. So what then does one have to be about gaiva? Gaiva is only if it's something that's intrinsically part of you. None of these are intrinsically part of an individual. They're gifts. Gifts that are given to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu daily. Ata chonen lo adam das. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu daily. We're mevakesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in Yitzhak Hashem we should have Yishuv Hadas. But these are all gifts. And you don't. Why should you be a Baal Gaiva on a gift? Pashas, the greater the gift, the more that you should feel a karas hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not gaiva. Nimtza hakol shavel lifnei hamakom. Ki ba'apo mashpil geim. Biritzono magbiya shifalim. Lachain. To take life from a perspective of reality, if one is able really to see what goes on in the world, hashpel atzmecha, be an anav, because that is the true state of man. Anava, put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in center screen. V'yina asacha hamakom, don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you all the kavod that you will ever need. In Yerushalayim, to the best of my knowledge, the biggest levaya there ever was in Yerushalayim was for an individual that when he passed away, the police weren't even aware that there was going to be a levaya. All of the traffic was caught for hours upon hours. When Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was niftar, there were a million people who came to his levaya. And all of Eretz Yisrael, how many people do you have? A million people came to his levaya, walked from his house in Shari Chesed all the way to the Beis Olam. An anav sheba anav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menaseh yinisa'acha hamakom. There's no need for a person to search for honors, for plaques, v'chulei v'chulei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do all of the work. Okay. Afaresh lecha ech tisnaheg b'midat ha'anava. Leleches ba'tamid. In other words, that if you want to be an anav, we pointed out, we spoke earlier of tisnaheg. Tisnaheg l'daber kol d'vrecha b'nachat. We spoke about the surmira. how one gets away from the world of kas, but also in terms of the asei tov. It's hard to be an asei tov in terms of one's inner character, but if one works on one's externals, the chitzona, that's yoser karov, and that's what a person can control, and then it'll affect his inner being. I've forgotten the term last time I spoke to you over the time since I learned it with you. I remember it's a term in psychology now. The big school of psychology is CBT, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. This is cognitive behavioral therapy. You behave in a certain manner, and then you become that person. You run to shul, and then your tefillah will get an inner quality of zehirus and zrizus. So over here, what is midas anava? What are the externals? Kol devarecha yubenachat. Okay, that we're starting off, and the Ramban stresses it. This removes kaas and brings about anava. Roshcha kafuf veinecha yabitu lemata la'aretz. It's a question also of an individual's posture. That the pastor should be libcha lemala, that a person's essence is his heart. His heart should be misnasei. His heart should go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmana liba boy. The body is simply a klipa. It's simply a levush of the heart. Al tabit bifnei adam bedabercha imo, that a person should have a sense of busha when he speaks to other individuals. There was a sefer written by a rabbi, I think his name was Manus Friedman, he's a Chabadnik somewhere out in the middle of the country, called Why Don't People Blush Anymore? People, in other words, people used to be embarrassed. People used to have a sense of their own humanity. But then America said, "No, you're it. You're the top. You're more than anyone else. Why should you blush? Why don't people blush anymore?" So a person should blush when he should feel a bit flustered with speaking to someone. This other person is speaking to him. He's speaking to a tzelem elokim. You're speaking to someone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into him a chelok eloka mimal. V'chol adam yihyeh gadol. No matter who you speak to, whether it's someone who works in maintenance, or whether it's someone who's sweeping the streets, or whether it's someone who's teaching you, irrelevant. That we have a zehu mechubad hamachabed et habriot. The briot are yitzurim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One should view any bria, pashto sees gadol mimeni, because I know how I'm messing up my gifts. Pashto sees not messing up his gifts the same way I mess up my gifts. Beim rashu v'ato asher ochocha mimenu chashov b'libcha sh'ata chayav mimenu v'hu zakai mimcha. Im hu chotei hu shogeg v'ata mizid. We have time? Yeah, time for a vort, a very, 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 very special vort of Rav Aaron Kotler. If you want to remember anything that I'm saying this whole time, remember this vort. The other things I said also I think are important, but Rav Aaron Kotler said that we know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin points out that Mashiach is going to come in a dor shekulo zakai or a dor shekulo chayav. And we look at our generation, Mashiach hasn't come yet, and said we're on this downward spiral to a dor shekulo chayav. Almost at the point where dor shekulo chayav, this headline in newspaper and this headline in newspaper about this one who's messing things up and this one messing things up. We're almost at the level of a dor shekulo chayav. Aaron Kotler said, no. We're a dor which is almost kulo zakai, because Kla Yisrael are tinok shenishba, and as tinok shenishba, they're not responsible for their ma'asim. It's a dor shekulo zakai. Who's holding us back? We're holding us back. The people in yeshivas are holding us back because we know better. If we would only get our act together, then it would be dor shekulo zakai. 95% of the Jewish people, they're not responsible for what they're doing. The kulo zakai and kulo chayev are those who have a sense of what is a mezid and what is a shogeg and what is a posheya. The people who understand that there's a world of Torah and mitzvos. So that's what he says over here. Realize sha'ata chayav mimenu. Who's zakai mimchai? Look at that Jew. He's mechal shabbos, but he's zakai mimeni. Hu chotei hu shogeg. If I would do something wrong, I'm amazed. I spent my whole life learning. I should know what to do. Ubechol devarecha. Okay, we'll start over here. So, Blinetta will continue on Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon Sunday is also learning, right? Yeah. Okay, good.